The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
All I know is that some Chinese guy working for a computer security company is missing. Only a laser could penetrate a body, travel that distance, and leave a residue.
Yeah, so what's with that armed escort? Did the law finally catch up to you?
You might want to come with us. This involves someone you know.
Rick, what are you doing here?
Why don't you turn off your translator and talk to me, Gleason, in our native tongue?
What?
You are hereby charged with Article 401 of the Uniform Code of Federation Justice, aiding and abetting the enemy.
My master, the prisoner is ours now. He has been secured in the laboratory suite.
Looks like the monkey. He's off our backs. The feds are picking up the case.
We have an opportunity here that we need to take advantage of. Your old unit is investigating this. I'm sure that you can work with them without drawing a lot of attention.
I trust you are more comfortable here than at the prison number 310. We'll secure peace throughout the galaxy. Peace that only you can provide.
And now, episode 57, The Year of the Monkey.
Peace, you say? Is that why you kidnapped me from my hotel 2 years ago? For peace?
It was actually 73 years ago. Those before us knew that the world was not yet ready for your technology. So we took you then and transported you through a portal next to a great black hole, so strong that it slowed time. Until you emerged 2 years ago, only a few months older.
I know in theory that time is relative, but on such a scale...
Come now, Nikolai. Let's not be modest. You transported a destroyer escort 200 miles in a blink of an eye, and experienced a small time lapse in that short of a distance. Imagine doing that on a much grander scale.
Yes, only to land in prison, like a common criminal.
Your knowledge was extremely dangerous. It wasn't to keep you in, but to keep others out. We were waiting for the right time, and that time is now. Look around you, Nikolai. Everything you need is here. Through that door is an apartment, built especially for you. We made it to look exactly like your hotel room. There's even a walkway surrounding the facility so you can exercise as you did on Earth.
I fear that you are too late. I am of an advanced age. Though I've cheated time, it will soon call upon me, and I must answer. Besides, there are too many variables to calculate for a project of this scale.
That is why we're getting you help. You need not worry about calculations or even controlling the device. As we speak, we are obtaining the assistance of a great mind in computers.
Computers, you say? I saw these devices being used in the prison. I'm sure they can be of assistance, but I keep all information in my head.
And you can continue to do so, but we will back up your thoughts and verify your calculations in a matter of seconds.
And this help you are getting, will it be under the same terms as I?
It is for science and the greater good. They will see that, just as you will.
You will provide me with whatever materials I need.
If it exists, you will have it.
I begin lab work at precisely 9 a.m. I will work until 6 p.m. Supper will be at precisely 8:10 p.m. It will consist of bread, honey milk, and vegetable juices. I shall dine alone, with the exception of the last day of each week, when I will entertain a guest of your choosing, to whom I will update my progress. If there are any significant breakthroughs, I will notify you or your representative immediately. I will then resume my work until 3 a.m. I work best if left alone. Do you agree to my terms?
Then you shall help us.
I would not make terms if it were not so.
Excellent, Nikolai. Prepare your list of supplies and we shall begin immediately.
Kate Hawk, I must admit, I didn't expect to see you again so soon.
Good morning, Captain McCall. Neither did I.
Well, if we have to deal with the feds, at least it's with someone who knows what this side of law enforcement is like.
Believe me, I understand. Remember, it was only a few weeks ago that I went into a tirade when Homeland Security took over our arson case with Von Longer.
As I remember it, we had to practically drag you out of that interrogation room when they barged in.
Well, trust me, this isn't something I wanted, but you can rest assured that I will keep you in the loop.
I appreciate that. Hernandez is, or should I say was, working the case, with Officer Mack assisting.
I'm so glad Mack is getting some hands-on. Although I'm officially taking the case, I want you to know that I'll fully utilize Hernandez and Mack. I've been authorized to use local LEOs at my discretion.
You can expect our full cooperation. In fact, you can even have Officer Nelson.
That's not really necessary.
Just go easy on him in the gym.
Hey, look who's back. Come back for more cake.
Hey, Mark. If I remember, you ate the last piece.
Gotta feed the beast.
Kate, is this business or pleasure?
Hey, Sandy. It's a little of both. Have you seen Hernandez or Mac?
I think they're both out on that missing Chinese professor case, but Nelson's in the break room.
Oh, well, lucky for me. He's probably feeding his face with chili dogs.
That's probably true.
Well, surprise, surprise. You're eating a yogurt.
I had two chili dogs at the park yesterday after you left. Thought I'd better be good today. So, you ready to play the game?
The game?
Yeah, the one I play. Whose side are you on?
I don't play games, Vivian. I'm here to do a job.
Come on, you agreed not to call me that in public. Your side doesn't see that name the same way as ours does.
You're right. Vivian. So, where are Hernandez and Mac?
They're in Chinatown.
What? Those two are in Chinatown? That's like sending a bull into a China shop.
I know, but what can a rookie patrolman tell a detective? I don't think they've had enough time to do much damage.
Didn't they know that Homeland took over the case?
Yeah, the same way you knew Homeland took over your case. Did that stop you? Besides, they just went there for lunch.
At 10 a.m.? Right. Contact them and tell them to meet me at Zhongshan Restaurant. I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
You know they don't have chili dogs there, right?
That's exactly why I go there.
Agent Barnes, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Perkins. We spoke on the phone.
Mr. Perkins, glad to finally meet you.
I want to personally thank you for finding this lowlife mole. I would have never guessed it was Gleason.
I gotta give credit where credit is due. Lynn Tyler over at Housing, she made the connection with the forged IDs.
We'll make sure that she and her department gets a certificate of achievement or something. Gleason is sticking to his story.
So he claims he didn't know he had a fake ID, and this is all one big misunderstanding. What about this claim he has to being a Fillion? Can't you determine that from DNA?
Standard DNA tests will only verify that he is either Fillion or Hongan. We need to do an AGH, or Ancestry, Genealogy, and Heritage DNA test. This will determine from which planet his family tree originated. That test will take a couple of days. We have to track down his known relatives for a good base, then run it through the DNA database. In the meantime, we can hold him on possession of forged Federation documents.
Maybe we can get him to talk once he realizes what he's up against.
Two things. One, if he is Hongan, whatever punishment we give him for not talking would pale in comparison with what the Hongans would do to him if he did talk. Secondly, he lawyered up.
Lawyered up? Some things are universal. Well, I'd appreciate it if you let me know what the results of the AGH tests are.
Sure will. And again, thanks.
Glad I could help.
Barnes, what are you doing here, applying for a job?
Hey, Rick, Nate, what brings you two hooligans to the Provost Marshal?
Believe it or not, this time it's for business.
Since the Mercury fell into enemy hands for a while, I had to get recertified to do business again with the Federation.
Well, I'm glad it's with the Federation and not Rage.
The Federation pays better.
Actually, it's because the Federation actually pays.
Yeah, with Rage, you never know.
So I take it that you're here to question that lowlife Gleason.
I was, but he ain't talking.
Give us a few minutes alone with him. He'll talk.
Yeah, 10 minutes he'll be singing like a Fillion wolfhound under a double full moon.
I really wish I could let you guys go old school on him, but you know that's not gonna happen. Yeah, he'll get a fair trial just like anyone else.
Well, if he needs to be transported anywhere, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to accommodate the Federation.
Yeah, I bet you would. Hey, so, how'd your date with your girlfriend go?
Girlfriend?
You know, Sheena, Queen of the Jabotins.
Listen, if you had seen the way she ripped through that plate of barbecued white mice, I don't think the word girlfriend would have entered your mind.
Sheena's back with the ship, undergoing inspection.
Well, good luck with your recertification.
Thanks. See you around, campus. Come on, lover boy, let's get our ship back into the good graces of the IDF.
Lover boy, give me a break.
Well, well, well. Look who's gone to the dark side.
Frank, good to see you too. Mac, nice to see you assisting Detective Hernandez.
Agent Hawk, I have a feeling I have you to thank for that.
No, this is something you earned, believe me. So, what are you two doing in Chinatown on a case that's been handed over to me?
Case? Why, Agent Hawk, whatever do you mean?
Save it, Frank. You know what I mean. Now, what do you have so far?
Well, I understand the spicy soup's pretty good here.
Frank, I know you didn't drag Officer Mac down here to sample the Swan La Tang. What kind of leads do you have so far?
Leads?
Mac, why are you two down here? And don't stonewall me.
You know how she gets. She's not gonna back down.
Listen, Kate. We're more than capable of a simple missing persons investigation. We really don't need the feds coming up here and taking over. You of all people should know that.
Yes, I know. I've been in your shoes, not more than a few weeks ago. I was not happy.
That's putting it mildly.
Jim and I had finally tracked down an arsonist, and the feds swooped in and took over the investigation and wouldn't tell us why they were so interested in a local arson.
Yeah, now that you're one of them, did you ever find out why they did that?
He was on a federal watch list as a suspected terrorist. He was planning a series of bombings, and that's all I can tell you.
So this Chinese guy is a terrorist too?
No, this Chinese guy is very important to the Chinese ambassador. And I've been appointed lead investigator because of my ties with the Chinese government and my background in their culture. That's all you need to know. Now, here's the photo I have of Dr. Lin. What do you have?
We've got the same photo. We were going to show it around the restaurant. We figured he might have wanted some home cooking.
I know some of the people here. Follow me in, and I'll show it around.
Whatever. It's your show.
Ah, Hawk 小姐. 好久不见.
你好啊. 请看这个照片啊. 这个那人, 你看了没有啊?
一定啊. 我看了好几次. 他常常来吃晚饭. 不过, 好几天我没有看他.
He often comes for dinner. She recognizes him, but he hasn't been here for a few days.
他每次来吃完饭总是一个女人服务他吗?
I just asked her if he always has the same waitress.
对吧,只有一个服务员。来,我们去看他。谢谢。He
evidently has the same waitress each night. We're going to talk to her.
Would it be asking too much to do it in English?
If her English is good enough.
小姐, these detectives would like to ask you some questions.
Yes, hello, Miss Hawk. It is good to see you again. We have missed you lately.
I have missed all of you, too. Good Swan La Tang is hard to find. What do you know about this man?
Yes, he has been coming here for supper. He is from mainland China, a university professor, I believe.
Did he ever talk about what he did?
No, he was very formal. Mostly he would just order. One day, I saw him with some books and papers. He was very nice, so I asked him if he was a scholar. He said that he was a professor at Big Chinese University. He said that he was Dr. Lin. He was very impressive.
Could you tell me what the papers were?
No, they were very,
technical?
Yes, lots of math and science symbols. Is Professor Lin in trouble?
He's missing.
Oh, 糟糕.
The last time you saw him, did he seem upset?
Not really upset, but very quiet. More than usual.
Agent Hawk, if you don't mind.
Sure, Mac, go ahead.
Miss, did Lin ever have any guests?
Yes. Before the last time I saw him, one man, middle age, he was a Fairen.
What was that?
He was white.
Ah.
And very well dressed. It seemed like a pleasant but formal conversation. Dr. Lin paid for his supper.
Ah. So, nothing unusual. No papers exchanged.
I did see an envelope on the table.
Did Dr. Lin open it?
No, sir. The man left, and Dr. Lin drank some tea. He just put the envelope in his jacket pocket. I know this because I saw it in his pocket when I poured him fresh tea.
Thank you. You have been very helpful. If you can think of anything else, take my card. Please call me.
Li Dinghui. I will. Will any of you be staying for lunch?
As much as I'd love to, it's a little early. If I'm still in town later, I will. Thanks again.
Well, what do you make of that?
Let's ask our budding detective here. Mac, what did we learn?
Aside from the fact that you don't take early lunches, I'd say our good doctor may have taken a payoff of some kind.
And what makes you think that?
A restaurant is the perfect place to have a face-to-face with someone without raising a lot of suspicion. Why deliver an envelope in person rather than through the mail or some other service? I know I'd never send money or something sensitive through the mail or any other courier. The fact that the guy is now missing makes the contents of that envelope very suspicious.
Well, that's a pretty big leap, but it's worth considering. Dr. Lin was assisting Secure Data Corps, an internet security company, in solving last year's hack of the NSA and Homeland Security. Not too many people are supposed to know that.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you will be willing to share the info with us, Kate.
Frank, believe me when I say we're on the same side. I mean it. This has the potential of becoming a diplomatic nightmare. If Dr. Lin was sharing secrets, your little fire incident could turn into an international incident. I don't have a team with me. Homeland wants to keep a low profile. So I want you two to go back to Lin's apartment and go over it with a fine-tooth comb.
We'll go over now. It's still being held as a crime scene. We'll canvass everyone again to see if somebody has noticed any visitors coming and going. Mac, get Nelson to join us. Maybe we can find out what the envelope had in it.
Sounds like a plan. In the meantime, I'll go over to Secure Data Corps and see what Dr. Lin was working on.
Are you finding everything to your liking?
These coils your people have constructed will not do.
What do you require?
The coils must be tighter with more wrappings, and the power supply cable is far too weak to do the job. This whole apparatus is good for nothing. Nothing more than a carnival novelty.
Can you fix it?
Fix it? Fix it, you ask? Does one put a band-aid on a severed head? I do not have enough years left on this earth or this planet to build what you require.
You do not have to build this alone. This isn't early 20th century New York. Your work is well known. We have physicists and mechanical engineers well qualified to assist you. You can hand select your team, a team that will be yours. Not of everyday scientists, but the best of the best. How do you think you are able to travel 25 million light years in just 2 days? Do you think everyday scientists develop that technology?
I would need to personally interview all applicants. I shall provide you a list of qualifications I would require. I have the final say on who will assist me and who will not.
Done.
If they do not live up to my expectations, I shall have the power to dismiss them.
Agreed.
I also reserve the right to approve or disapprove all materials for this project.
You will have the final say.
And once the peace ray is complete, what shall become of it?
It will do just as you have envisioned those many years ago, Nikolai.
My vision, Lister, was to ensure peace with this deterrent and to be able to provide free electricity for everyone on Earth.
Yes, Nikolai. Free electricity. But first, we must destroy all the sources that exist. The power companies control what electricity is made and what costs the people must pay. We will wipe out their grid and then provide free electricity to all. The very thing you were once vilified for by the power companies themselves. The same people who thwarted all your efforts. Now, Nikolai, the power will be yours.
Will Nicola believe Lister and construct the deadly peace ray? Will Kate find the missing Dr. Lin before Lister? And what will Barnes be able to learn, if anything, from Gleason? Find out in the next episode of the Huck Chronicles Collision Course.